Cancer Australia estimates that 16,000 Australian men this year will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. 16,000. It's the second most commonly diagnosed cancer in Australia and the second highest killing cancer for Australian men. Our great Queenslander today is doing her part in getting these numbers down. Her name is Dr. Natalie Bock, and she's a senior researcher in biomedical sciences at QUT. She's also a finalist in the 2020 Australian Museum Eureka Prize for outstanding early career research. We've got her on the line now. Good morning to you, Dr. Bock.
Good morning, Neil.
Prostate cancer, how did you get started in that field?
That's a good question. I am actually an engineer, but always was fascinated by cancer. And
an engineer, what do you mean you're an engineer?
Well, I'm actually an engineer in materials science who transitioned into cancer research because, as you said, there was so many cancers, especially prostate cancer out there, and no treatments.
And so you just got interested in the field and started looking into it?
Well, yes, because my expertise in tissue engineering could be applied to cancer, but it was like transitioning into a new field. So you need a very multidisciplinary mindset to actually look at treating diseases with new ways.
So talk us through how your research works. You grow mini tumors or something?
Yes, that's correct. So current research is only done in two dimensions, you know, on a flat petri dish.
Yes.
And we are 3D humans. This doesn't really lead to good data, so we can't really find therapeutics that work. So we pretty much use the tissue engineering field. So basically we make little scaffolds, like plastic scaffolds, that are like in three dimensions. And we put the bone cells and the cancer cells on there. So you have this mini bone tumor in a dish where you can study what happens to the cancer in that configuration compared to the two dimensions.
Yeah, and it's these artificial bioengineered models you're using instead of using animals or animal matter. Is that right?
That's correct. So our models are bridging the gap between those irrelevant 2D models and animal models, which, as you know, we isn't there for. Drugs don't always work. What works in mice may not work in humans.
Amazing. Out of it. What's the end game for Dr. Natalie Bock?
Well,
there isn't one, right? It'll never end. No, yeah.
There are several. You know, I hope to dedicate my life to it. And one of them is that cancer is very heterogeneous. You can have men with different types of aggressive, less aggressive cancers, and there is not one drug that fits all. Therefore, we need to do personalized medicine. Therefore, one of the goals is to really take the tumor of each of these men and to regrow these mini tumors in the dish and test a set of drugs and go back to the clinic and say, well, actually, your cancer may be better treated if you go down that path. And therefore, you don't go through a lot of chemo that doesn't work. You go straight away to a drug that may work best for you.
What's a typical day for you at QUT? How does it work?
Well, there is a lot of obvious lab work where
I could imagine
a lot of our research, which is great. We have amazing facilities at the Translational Research Institute, where we have high tech machines that enable us to do research. Which are I've been abroad and they are at the same standard, you know, as other institutions around the world, if not better. And so, following that, you know, I supervise a lot of students, PhD students. Students that are learning to becoming doctors themselves.
So where else have you researched around the world? You said you've been around the world.
Well, I've been in Italy for 2 years. There are also in the US some labs. I've been as well a little bit in France.
Were you from France originally?
Yes, correct. I'm on the border with Germany, close to Strasbourg.
Oh, really? When did you come to Australia?
About 10 years ago to start my own PhD at QUT.
Oh, so you came here to study?
Exactly, and I stayed here because Brisbane is amazing.
Oh, really? You fell in love with the place. So a lot of Brisbaneites would go, wow, you know, she's a doctor and she's smart and she lives on the French-German border and she's chosen to live in Brisbane, but you love it.
It's great. Families and quality of life is great here. And also the research facilities, as I said, really are exceptional.
Yeah, well, it's better than being in France at the moment with COVID-19. What's going on there?
Correct, yeah. It's not looking so good there.
Okay, Dr. Natalie Bock, before I let you go, I just want you to, you know, have a chance here to give some advice to young people. You know, they might be finishing school now or going into year 11 or 12 about what a life in research is like, you know, or doing science as an option.
Yes. So really don't be scared to attempt science. Science is amazing and is very multifaceted. So with a science degree, you can do pretty much anything. And you can, as myself, you know, I was an engineer, transitioned into cancer research easily. So I think it provides you with these very versatile skills that will enable you to study whatever you like after degree. You're not set to one thing, and go for it and follow your passion. You know, every day you're making discoveries, even at a little scale, which are very, very empowering.
Great stuff. Well, Dr. Natalie Bock, she moved to Brisbane, as she told us, 10 years ago from France. She's a senior researcher in biomedical sciences at QUT, a finalist in the 2020 Australian Museum Eureka Prize for research. And in 10 short years here, she's become a great Queenslander. It was brilliant to have you on the show, Dr. Bock.
Thank you, Neil.
There you go. Aren't people doing amazing things? And it just goes to show, when people move to this country, they fall in love with it and they contribute and give back to the society and give back to the favours they were done.